B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
They are beautiful. Really beautiful feet. Is it okay to touch them again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Touch and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studio, 617-779-0985. And pull in this morning, and there is a man in the parking lot with a lit cape. And I can only assume it's Chief One to make him cheer.
That's what Fred was saying. I was like, I wonder why he's here.
Well, he's off to the side.
Yeah.
I acknowledged him. I said hello, and there was no response.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
he's one of the, he is one of the Bruins Avengers, one of the super fans.
I don't know if he's one of the Avengers.
But no, I don't think he's an Avenger. I don't think they've allowed him in the club.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think
so. Have you seen what they've been doing online?
No, I've somehow missed.
Oh, well, I mean, they've been tweeting. I mean, it's kind of impressive. Like, they roll about maybe a dozen deep now, and they have been marching in parades together as the Bruins Avengers.
Wow.
It's Xanadude, Chief Wanamake'em Cheer, all of the WWE Bruins guys, you know, Bruins Hulk Hogan, Bruins. Like,
now, are these children?
No, you met them. They're in studio.
Oh, that's right. They're adults.
Nora is now a Bruins Avenger.
Wow.
See, that is super cool.
Pasta Joe has become a Bruins Avenger.
What costume does he wear?
Just the Wheaties jacket.
Okay.
Just a Wheaties jacket.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want him to take off the Wheaties jacket?
I'm sorry. I thought maybe he'd stepped out of character.
Well, I'll tell you what. What a fun time that must be.
So you didn't talk to him, find out why he's here?
No.
Nick, can you find out why he's here?
Nick,
you can get your hand off Twitch for a moment.
Nick saw him. No, I didn't want to go up to him. Dude, he's standing like far away.
Why?
like where? Let me see. Where.
Why? Why?
No,
why?
Other window.
No, it's over here, I guess, from what I've been told.
Yeah, he's just like standing there like a goon.
But
he's like over there.
Where is he?
He's just
like on the other side of the parking lot.
In full regalia. He
glows in the dark. He's got lights.
But why?
It's because he knows tonight is the first preseason Bruins game on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Of course.
Isn't that correct? The timing is impeccable.
Well, let's all celebrate. Drop the disco ball and let's get to it.
There's no question.
And you got to figure Chief Wanamake'em Cheer does not live anywhere near here.
No. I'm thinking this was a pretty good drive.
Yeah. So you probably get up 3 in the morning. You got to adorn yourself in the costume.
Why don't we call Nick and put him on the phone? Can you call Nick?
I would thought that was the idea. Yeah. Outside.
So real quick, there was somebody else that works in the building that must have encountered him, and all of a sudden he just walked by. And he goes, "Tell Nick I'm here." like that's the path. Like that's the secret code. Like, tell Nick I'm here.
Tell Nick I'm here.
He knows me. He knows me. The guy just walked away. He's like, "You're dressed up and you have wings on.
This is what you've done."
Can we call Nick? Can we call him because he might just want to come in and just like
I don't
not realize he was supposed to call us.
Hey, I don't want Chief Wanamake'em cheer in here.
Well, I mean, yeah, let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm just...
I think that's fantastic that he's here in the parking lot and you're going to call up and talk to him on the phone.
No,
I think that's
interesting.
I understand your thought process.
No, I'm not encouraging people to show up to the radio station before the sun comes out
no.
In order to get on
the whole
air.
Thing.
At least you can see him. He's lit up.
A basket full of strange at 6:06 in the morning.
Yeah, there's nothing like funny about that.
No, it's just really odd.
Well, yeah.
We don't know if it's funny yet. We don't know why he's here.
No,
but if it's funny, it's incidentally funny. Yes.
He's an adult standing in a parking lot in a costume for no reason.
We don't know if it's for no reason. We have to find out.
All right, genius. What could it possibly be? What reason is there?
All right, Nick did not bring his phone out there.
You didn't bring your phone?
No, Nick didn't bring his phone.
All right, please bring your phone down there. We want to talk to him. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you, Nick.
Did you know why he's here?
He's here to promote the Bruins Avengers. They have an upcoming charity event coming up.
Oh, no, I don't want to do any of that. No. No.
You don't want to promote a charity event?
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
I think he came all the way out here. I would like to promote that charity event.
No.
The man came all the way out here.
So? So what? So you drive out and stand in a parking lot for some charity event?
Yeah, no. If it's for a charity event, sure.
No.
It matters with the charity.
Fine, I'm not talking. You talked to him.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Charity event. That's like, buy my album. It's a charity event of me singing Jingle Bells.
Listen, if the money goes 100% to the charity.
I'd spend money on
there's
that.
A lot of way to, there's a lot of ways to make to donate to charity. You don't have to give it to Chief Wanamaker.
You're very heartless, sir.
I'm heartless. No, I'm not giving 1 cent to their charity.
No, you don't have to give anything to them.
I don't want to encourage our listeners to do so.
To do things for charity? That's just a horrible thing to say.
Not, you can do whatever you want for charity. I don't think that you want your liaison to be Chief Wanamaker cheer. And also, I don't want to encourage people to show up here to get money.
Well, we're not getting money. I mean,
well, are you going to give money to Chief Wanamaker cheer Foundation?
No, I'm not. I want to find out what the charity is, though. It's not the Chief Wanamaker cheer Foundation.
No, it's going to be something like for like cancer kids or something, and then it's going to not be funny, and then the whole thing is going to crash down around us.
I'm not going to be a dick to a guy who has been somewhat of a friend of the show and it drove all the way out here. I'm not going to do that.
How is being a dick not talking?
I don't want to ignore the guy.
Why? Yes, that's exactly what you do.
There is a man dressed as a neon Native American chief outside of our studio, and you're not going to address that.
Well, first of all, he's not Native American.
I said the Native American like outfit.
Yes, it's quite a tribute to our Native American.
If he was an EDM DJ,
yeah, it's quite a tribute. I'm sure all the Native Americans listening are. Besides himself.
Oh, no, Nick brought him in.
No, Nick, did you hear what we said?
Nope. Nick brought him in.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm not doing this. What are you doing?
Why would you bring your phone?
Your phone,
your
stupid.
Your phone.
Your phone, you idiot.
Your phone.
He goes, I brought my phone.
Dude, I brought my phone, but I didn't get a phone call.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't get a phone. You're supposed to call us.
Okay.
All right. Put him on the phone.
Okay.
Come in. You're in. All right. Come in.
Right,
come in. You're in. All right. Chief Wanamaker Cheer. How
there
are you
he
doing?
Is.
Good morning. Okay.
Ladies
so what is here? Hop on the just hop on the mic that's over by John because I we don't have it set up or anything. So yeah. John, could you kind of do the adjusting?
Oh
stuff?
Sure.
All right. Nick with an all-star move. All right, so Chief Wanamaker Cheer, what time did you get here this morning?
Have a seat right here.
I figured you guys don't show up until right at the crack of the show anyway.
That would be true for Fred.
Yeah, sure, I'm walking in the door. I got here about 5:30.
Okay, 5:30.
You guys come on the air at 6.
Okay, so what's going on? What are you
playing? All right, I got a couple things. Listened to the show the other day.
Yeah.
Heard you guys throwing out, oh, well, you know, it's just a gang of guys getting together. It's bigger than that. It's started. I don't think you understand
the beast that you... Okay, you have 45 seconds. We have to go to commercial.
That's very important. Yeah.
Don't think you guys understand the beast that you released.
Okay.
We've put together a group of 30 people that are within the New England area.
Okay.
Got sets of the cards here for you. We have a huge event coming up on October 26th.
Okay.
That we're in partnership with the Shriners Hospital for Children.
Okay.
All right.
Is all the money going to the charity?
All the money's going to the charity.
Okay.
And we've got a place that's down at... West End Johnny's by the garden.
Oh, you're doing West End Johnny's. Is it after a game?
Yeah, no. It's a 2:00 event, and it's leading into the Bruins versus the Blues game that night at the garden.
Okay. Wow, that's a big deal. You know, at West End Johnny's?
At West End Johnny's.
And they know this is happening?
No. Trust me. When you're dealing with me, I may look crazy, and we may all look crazy.
Yeah, slightly.
But I'll tell you, and I said to Nick, we're not the guys that are living in mom's basement anymore. Everybody that's involved with this group are all professionals, lawyers, some are doctors,
mm-hmm.
You know, management.
Okay.
So it's not that just the normal crazies that you used to.
All right.
These guys have a purpose.
Why is Nora involved?
Nora is involved. It's It's funny, we released Nora too early. Every day, leading up, 30 days up to the season, we were releasing one member at a time.
It's because she's hot, isn't
it? To kind of build up. To be honest with you, it started, I was like, hey, you know, some eye candy. She's actually into this 100%. When it comes down to Boston, well,
what
it
kind
doesn't
of,
hurt.
What kind of uniform are you making her wear? Let's get down to it.
She comes up with enough uniforms herself that it's well worth it.
All right, Chief Waterman. Thank you. Can you? Is that information about your charity thing?
You can do is you can go to our website, our Facebook, website. Our Instagram. Just look, you'll see us there.
Okay. John from Vegas is part of it, right?
John from Vegas.
So if anything, that's one of the main reasons I'm going to plug this, because John from Vegas did a lot for our show. So
West End Johnny's said October what?
It's October 26th, okay. Starting October 26th. At 2 p.m.
2 p.m. All right. October 26th.
Thank you, Chief. Wanted to make it sure.
Good to see you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I will lick
thank
these.
You, sir.
All right, so Nick will bring you back. Thank you, Chief. Wanted to make him cheer. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
The studio because Bird won't be puts me on hold for hours.
Bird will put you on hold for hours?
That's right. I call all the time to let you guys know what's going on with the group.
Interesting. Okay.
On hours.
Bird's all like right. Shaking his head.
Good to see you, sir.
Bye. Somebody just tweeted, Fred hates kids with cancer.
Pissing him off was worth it.
No, the Nick thing was worth it. All right, we'll get to that. Also, everything that happened last night. And, hey, they're shutting down everyone with the Red Sox, but who cares?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
So weird, Chief Wanamaker cheer is in the parking lot. Nick goes down with nothing. Then we tell Nick to go down and bring a phone, which I was against in the first place. Nick goes down with the phone and brings him up because he doesn't understand that you would want a phone. And then he goes, no one called me. And I was in the other room because I would not be in here when Chief Wanamaker cheer was in here.
Somebody on line one, it was something they want to say to you.
Aaron, go ahead.
Brad, you're a douche.
Okay.
The guy comes out in the parking lot. You reap what you sow, okay? You have this guy in, you know, months ago. You're promoting this whole thing with the Bruins. The guy comes in. He's sitting on the side. It's not like you don't know him. It's not like this random
I don't
dude.
Know him. You he's know a random dude. I don't know him.
But you invited him on your show. You don't have somebody there. And then
there
later
are 50
on when you want to promote
here.
Something. But he wants
he's
to
not here to
he's being a decent human being.
Why would I let him promote anything?
Sure, it's not just you, you egotistical maniac. It's not just you. It should be a big consensus of let's get this guy in or let's not. Not, I'm not going to say anything and act like a child who sits in front of the TV all day.
Huh? What does the TV got to do with anything?
No, you're just acting like a spoiled child. I'm trying to make a point that you're acting like a spoiled child. I'm not going to talk when he comes in.
After no, I left the room.
Know, he's here. After you already know that he's here to promote something, you know, decent for, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Anyone who puts together a food drive or anything, just stand out in the parking lot and we'll bring you in.
But that's not the point. You had him on your show.
I had 50 people in here. I had 50 people in here. You can't just show up to the station and get brought up. Just because he's got a dumb costume on doesn't mean that he has to come up in studio.
But you also just don't blow him off. You also just
what should I do? Where do you give me your give out your address? Where do you work?
I work in Dorchester.
Okay, where?
Every single second.
Okay,
of the day.
But where do you work?
Everywhere. I work for a dig safe company.
Okay,
so I want
anyone who's got any charitable cause to come up to your work.
But I don't invite them to my work.
I didn't invite them to my work.
You treat somebody like garbage after you have them in as a guest.
So everyone we have, every maniac that we have as a guest, we're required to bring them up just because they're standing in the parking lot?
You're not required to, but you need to understand you're playing with fire. If you're going to have these crazy people in that want to dress up like awkward EDM DJ radio people and bounce around like Indians, you reap what you sow, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm required. You just described him as perhaps insane. I don't think I'm required to have him in studio.
No, but you could also be a decent human being and say, all right, well, he already, I guess, told somebody to tell Nick or whatever. He's there for a specific cause. And, you know,
he's here for a specific cause.
I mean, come on.
He's here to promote his little gang of Bruins fans.
And it just drives me nuts. They're like, I'm not going. He's not coming in. When everyone else is like, let's see what happens here.
The idea was not to bring him in. Rich didn't ask to bring him in.
I wanted to talk to him, though. I wasn't going to just leave him out there.
No, Rich didn't ask, but he agreed. He's like, I want to talk to
him. Have your friend bring a nice cake in for Rich and watch him eat it.
Oh, no, I won't eat any food that's brought in from outside that I don't know who it's from. It's not the same thing.
Did the guy bring a cake and a turkey? Like, listen to you. You're just so insane. I'm the biggest fan of you guys. But sometimes you open your mouth and just like, I just want to just jump out of the driving car.
So I am under the obligation to bring everyone in studio that's ever been in studio.
No. Once again, no. If you just listen with your ears, no. But you are obligated. You reap what you sow. If you have the guy on the show and you get to exploit him, you get to make him
exploit
look like
him. And he came in here.
He won tickets.
Try to win tickets.
That's the one thing I'll disagree
with. That's the one thing.
He was trying
to win tickets.
So you never make jokes out of him. Well, I just did it. We both just did it. A grown man's crazy, which, I mean, he might be a professional. I don't know him. And he said beforehand he's got a bunch of those Avengers that are professionals, if that's true or not. But he's a normal human being.
No, he's not a normal human being. How do you get he's a normal human being out of that behavior?
He's a big fan. He's a big fan. What are you gonna do?
He's wearing a headdress. Look
at Scott Zolak on your show. How can you say he's a normal human being? That dude's absolutely bonkers.
He's employed here.
Look at the guys that work for you. Look at Nick. What are you talking about?
Well, Nick is the reason that we're having this conversation. Nick, we sent Nick down with a phone, and he didn't have it together to put the phone.
And he brought him up.
And he brought him up. You know, by the way, I know that you're painting Rich and John as heroes, but none of them had any intention of him coming up here.
Oh, but you wanted to ignore him. I'm like, I want to find out what his charity thing is. That's why I sent Nick down there with a phone.
I don't care.
I wasn't going to blow him off.
I hate that anyone that has anything to do with charity,
it's that
automatically there's like someone who needs to be recognized.
Okay, his group, the Bruins Avengers, has people that we do know, and we know for it pretty well. Pos Joe, Nora, John from Vegas. Like, these are all people, especially John from Vegas, who's done a ton for our show.
If John from Vegas was down there, fine. If Nora was down there, fine.
But I know
if Pasta Joe was down there, fine.
And he's promoting something.
You didn't know that he was that Pasta Joe was part of that crew.
I literally said that on the air 10 minutes ago.
All right. Well, listen.
I asked about what costume he put on. He would.
And I said it was
the Wheaties jacket.
All right. Well, okay. Fine. Well, you know what? Again, Rich is the hero, and I suck.
No, it's just that I like kids with cancer.
Jesus. I'm not. If you have a charity, I have no obligation to talk to you just because you have a charity.
You don't, but you're a dick if you don't, because he's a friend of ours. This guy.
I'm not a friend of his.
He is a group of. He's part of a group of friends. I'm not friends with
Chief Wanamakeum Cheer. I don't think his
Pasta Joe?
Yeah, Pasta Joe. I am.
Nora.
Nora's fine.
John from Vegas?
John from Vegas has done other stuff for
that
us.
That is his crew. That's his crew.
His crew?
Yep. They're all part of the appearance and the thing that they're doing for charity.
Fine. Why do I have to have Chief Wanamakeum? If John from Vegas wants to call in, that's fine. Why do I have to have Chief Wanamakeum cheer up here?
It probably would have been a better thing to have him up here because he would have gotten in right away if it was John from Vegas. But it was Chief Wanamakeum cheer. I knew he was part of that crew, so I was like, all right, let's bring him in, or let's at least talk to him.
Yeah, hero. Scott, go ahead.
Fred, I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
This guy is an idiot, Colin, because people need to come up to the station with doing the proper channels, and some weirdo standing out in the parking lot with a headdress on, I don't care if you've had him up at the station, had him one time, it doesn't mean he could have had a knife with him or something, you don't know.
Somebody said, so Rich, when Jim Gray does a charity, does he get to come on the air? No, Jim Gray's a dick.
That's a little different.
Like, he's that's part of a group of guys different. Who yep. have helped out our show.
Chief Wanamaker has done nothing but try to win tickets.
But he's promoting something that had a group of people who have thoroughly helped our show. John from Vegas, for a month, was the star of the Toucher and Rich show.
Tom, go ahead.
Look, I don't want to make a habit of defending Fred, okay? But he's absolutely right in his situation. The last I checked, this was a call-in radio program, not a stand outside the studio at 5 o'clock in the morning and try and get into the show program. If you start doing this, you'll have every flotsam and jetsam in the world standing outside the studio when you come in.
It would have been a call-in. It would have been. It would have been a call-in just fine. What you're saying is absolutely right. It was supposed to be a call-in.
I'm going to be sitting at home today just around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and start laughing to myself at what Nick did. At the beginning of the show.
That we can agree on. Marissa, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
First, I want to say, Nick, you had one job. You had one job, Nick, and you failed. And you let a crazy person in. What is wrong with you? Why are we yelling at phone and no one's yelling at Nick?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'd yell at Nick, but apparently I'm the bad guy. I mean, this is...
That
absolutely
part we all
ludicrous.
Agree on, Fred. We all agree that it should have been a phone call.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole way it was set up, and then Nick brought him in.
Nick's
yeah.
got his hand raised. He understands.
And I'm not sitting in here encouraging people to go stand in the parking lot, including Nora, including John from Vegas. I don't want that. I've had my own issues with the...
You're telling me if Pasta Joe was standing outside, you wouldn't bring him in.
No, come on. Of course I would.
I mean, he's basically just got carte blanche at this stage.
Yeah, Pasta Joe's got carte blanche.
Yeah, yeah.
His ID's his Wheaties jacket.
I'll tell you this. If Howard Stern was on Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf was just standing outside the building, I don't think they'd let him in. Evan, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Love the show. I just want to say, Fred, you're 100% right. What you're doing by letting him in is... You're setting a precedent for anyone that's ever been on the show to come up and do their thing here and wait in the parking lot. And that's got to be annoying. And, yeah, you're getting crap for this, and you don't deserve it. So
thank you.
Just wanted to give my piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Somebody said, Fred, this is why you have a terrible Uber rating.
I don't use Uber anymore, so they can use Lyft, where they're very nice, unless Uber starts advertising again. I can't believe this is the first half of the show. Tom, go ahead.
Steak and eggs, boys. Fred, you are 100% in the right here, buddy. And I'm not just defending you because I love your miserable ass. But, Nick, dude, like that girl Marissa said, you had one freaking job, dude. Oh, nobody called me. You know the number, you dumbass. Call into the show and say, hey, here's Chief Wanamaker cheer. That's as easy as it gets. Can we please get his father on and ask?
I would
love to hear what Mark Cimelli has to say about all this.
It's not a bad idea. Get his take on the whole thing.
He's up, I'm sure.
You pull him to work. And there's a guy with a glowing headdress and stuff, and you say hello, and he just stares at you.
Dick Donahue just said, that's it. I'm driving down to the station demanding to be on the show today with the parking lot. Now, you're a crazy person. I wouldn't let you in. It's not like you've done anything of merit.
Come Dick Donahue's been to my house. There's a bit of a difference.
Yes.
Like, I've hung out with Dick Donahue socially. Yeah, if you've been to my house, feel free to show up. Especially with the recent history that you guys are aware of with me, I'm not overly thrilled with bringing randoms up to the radio station.
Understood.
Someone said Chief Wanamaker cheer should go stand outside people's houses in Brookline.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be in favor of that. That would be good.
I'm not saying he's even a bad guy, but I don't want to set the precedent that you can just show up to the station and get in. I'm not for.
You know what? Then other people are saying this is all Bird's fault.
How is this Bird's fault?
Said if Bird didn't put the guy on hold for 4 hours, he would have just called in.
No, Bird puts him on hold, and I don't take the call.
That's not Bird's fault.
That's not Bird's fault. That's my fault.
No, what I'm saying is Bird is doing exactly what you told him to do, which is to answer the phone
and put him on hold, and then I don't answer the phone. I find it hysterical that people can go, it's for charity, and then, oh, yeah. Oh, well, if it's for charity. Oh, well, it's charity. Oh, yeah, do whatever you want. Go kill 5 people. It's for charity.
All right. That's a bit extreme.
All right. There's so much sports going on, Rich.
He left some stuff for you, by the way. Would you like to touch it?
No, I did not. He left it on the show sheet, and I've dumped it on the floor.
Never mind that white powder.
Did you notice I took my drinks with me when I left?
Yes, I actually did know. I was wondering why.
That's a veteran move.
I did notice that.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah.
That's someone who's had strange people in the studio before.
Yeah. That's, man, if you're invited up here, be as weird as you want. But I don't want you standing in the parking lot at 5:30 in the morning.
So he said you're worried about this guy and you have Sarge working there? Priorities, people.
It's not that I'm not worried if Chief want to make him cheer. I think it sets an awful precedent. I stood there, he didn't even say hello. He just like was standing there like, hey.
You were being very mean to him.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Now he wants to harm you.
Well, good. Chief want to make him cheer, he can come get me. All right, what's going on, Rich?
Oh, just a team that sucks over at Fenway.
Yep, they're no good. All right, we will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
All right. So I pulled into the parking lot this morning, and there was a man in a headdress with a lit up cape.
Like butterfly wings.
Let's just call it a cape. And it turns out I wasn't positive it was Chief Wanamaker. But it turned out to be.
That's almost like they didn't know it was David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
He's fairly recognizable.
I was 99% sure it was John Petrie from Wanamaker of Cheers. So we sent Nick down with a phone to talk to him. I said hello to him in the parking lot. He did not respond to me. Then Nick went down with his phone, but then brought him up. Unaware that the idea of the phone was the phone.
Well, he went down without his phone first. You left that part out of the story.
Yeah,
he said, no, how can we talk to him if you don't bring your phone? He goes, oh, okay. And he gets his phone and then he brings him up.
Yeah. And so I left the studio when Chief Wanamaker Cheer was in here. I think it's weird that he was standing outside. I didn't like it. And he's on the phone to you. He's upset with me. Chief Wanamaker Cheer, hello.
Hey, Fred. I'm upset with you. I totally agree with you, to be honest with you. I had Nick came down the first time. And asked me what was going on, and I told him, and then he went back in the building. Then he came back down again and waved me over and said, hey, come on up. So I thought that he had gone back up and talked to you guys and got it approved.
That's fine. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. I just, you understand what I'm saying. I don't want people hanging out in the parking lot thinking that they can come up on the show.
I absolutely, this was a total last resort because we were on hold so many times.
All right.
I totally agree, and I don't want to set a precedent, you know what I mean?
All right.
But it was kind of storm the castle thing.
All right, I'm not mad at you at all. I just don't.
I love your show. You guys are
I know
awesome.
You do. Thank you.
Yeah, unbelievable. Every day we listen to you guys. We talk about it all the time.
Yes.
So we're not crazy.
I don't want people hanging out in the parking lot. That's all.
I completely agree.
All right, thank you. It's not even against you. It's just, why am I an a-hole?
No. The last part of this, I don't want people hanging out in the parking lot. And Chief Wanamaker Cheer says, I agree. Yet at 5:30 in the morning, he was hanging out in the parking lot.
I kind of don't mind people hanging out in the parking lot. I mean, dude, it's
only to piss Fred off.
No, Fred, look, 6:40, my man. We haven't even talked about what happened last night. I'm loving today.
No, that's a good point.
You know what? The fifth time this happens,
I mean,
it's not going to be quite the
experience. Yeah, but the second through the fourth will be all right.
All right.
I mean, easy radio.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, come in the parking lot, no matter what, Rich will let you in. And I'll be on mix. Or
I never said that. that I would automatically... I knew of him, and I knew what he was trying to promote.
There's a vetting process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's somebody
but Rich
I knew.
Rich is the one guy that I'm being told parks in the cage.
Because I was told that's where I'm supposed to park.
Oh, well, that's...
I mean, they gave us a key card for that.
Yeah, but that's a pain in the ass to park there.
You just got to reach out and put your key card, then it's
yeah,
it.
And then you got to go down the back stairs. It's a whole thing. But regardless, I mean, listen, that's neither here nor there. I just wasn't in the mood at 6:20 to start bringing guys in costumes up to the studio.
Understandable.
All right, what happened?
Well, the 2019 Red
Look
Sox.
Did you see that line at the Taco Bell?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm telling. Oh, that's not the one that's here. It looks okay. like an ad. But okay. I mean, I went to the grand opening the day it opened at Downtown Crossing.
It is the grand opening. You waited a long time. That's the grand opening.
Well, I mean, they didn't have like a grand opening, but it opened at 1:30 and I was there by 4.
I see.
So I got there and I mean, I went nuts. I took my kids like it was a religious experience. We were supposed to go out to dinner that night. And I went, nope, Taco Bell open. And we went over there and just housed. Like, I think we got between the four of us. Like almost $40 worth of food.
Oh, Jesus.
And at Taco Bell, that's just like utterly ridiculous.
Oh, man.
All right, real quick. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, not only are you a horrible father for not wanting to do things with your children there last week, your Stern Show history.
All right.
You're off in your Stern Show history, he said.
Well, he says Hank the Angry Dwarf used to hang out outside of the Stern Studios. I would like you to know what is required to get into the Howard Stern Show. The vetting process that in order to get to that, to get in there. By the way, it's serious. You're not allowed to talk to him. And he has his own hallways that you have to walk through. You're acting as if Howard Stern was just like, yeah, come on up. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, come on.
Right.
If you knew the tremendous amount
of blood tests.
Of DNA tests. Yeah, Stern was just like, yeah, bring him up. No problem there.
Somebody said tomorrow we're sending Rock and Roll Mike.
Well, he lives outside, man. It's just he's always there.
But we brought in Rock and Roll Mike.
Oh, yeah, we did. Remember when he was in the studio at the same time as Guy from Machine?
Oh, yeah. That was a mistake.
See, Rock and Roll Mike, I don't know, Rock and Roll Mike seems more natural that he'd be just hanging outside.
Somebody said, this is what's going to tear the show apart. Fred doesn't want to be stabbed by a random in the parking lot. Rich doesn't mind the stabbing risk if it makes for great radio.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't call that great radio. I just call it, it took a long time.
What if getting stabbed? I mean, that wouldn't be the worst radio.
Why am I a bad father again?
You didn't have stuff to do. For
we offered you multiple things that you could do with your kids. Like, I don't want to drive here and I don't want to drive there. And that's why you said. That's why the guy said.
Oh, so I didn't take them to amusement park. So
yes, amusement park or, you know, an indoor facility with trampolines
right,
and
right,
things.
Right, right. That's real. Oh, yeah. You got me there. I didn't take them to an amusement park.
Canopy Lake, Six Flags. These were some of the options. And you go, no, I don't want to go.
No, I just had my son have a sleepover where I was the only one there. And then I had, I took him to 55 activities they have.
You started Dungeons and Dragons Club with them?
I did.
You were the dungeon master?
Yeah, and then what did you know Chief Wanamaker? I'm sure he showed up. I just like, well, I guess everyone I know's fathers were crappy growing up. If it was the weekend, they didn't go, hey, you want to go to Cedar Point? Like, no, I'm not going to drive. And they have crap they have to do. I've filled up their days with activities. Calling up your horrible father. Why do I even tell you people I have kids? Like, what's the point? Apparently, Six Flags is just, you can't get in. Because everyone's taking their kids there every day.
I'm going in 2 weeks.
Listen, man.
Look at you.
You're the man. I'm just a piece of garbage. That spends 90% of my time coaching their dumb teams. All right.
Who cares about the Red Sox?
I was just going to say, another point, segment shredded. Yeah. We're good.
No. At this point, let's talk about goofy-ass Eli Manning. And
that's fine.
Him having to face the press.
I'm all for
also,
skipping the Red Sox.
There was actually some really, really concerning news on the injury report yesterday.
Yes, it was indeed. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, it's officially time to panic. Tom Brady popped up on the injury report yesterday, limited due to a calf injury, which of course means the Jets now have a chance. John, can you check and see how big of a swing the line was in Vegas after that announcement yesterday?
It was up to 23 at Caesars yesterday.
Wow, at Caesars.
Yes.
Okay. So.
No, this is serious. I've never seen a number that big.
Well, reportedly there's no reason to freak out. Yeah, right. Because Ian Rappaport said there's a, it looks like it's a minor injury, and Mike Giardi said Brady was walking around yesterday through the locker room without a limp.
Yeah, sometimes I think they just do it to be cute.
Put someone on the injury report?
Yeah, they're just like, no, not someone, but Brady. They remember when they always gave him, what was it, a shoulder?
Yeah, well, they got in trouble for that.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that they're being silly gooses.
Well, yeah, Mike Giardi was there, saw Brady walking around the locker room. Wonder if Pink Eye Paul Stanley was there in the hamper as well.
Oh, yeah! He didn't have a lamp, but he was visibly aroused! Oh, I'm sorry, that was me.
Okay, that was you, Paul. Okay, fine. Why were you in the Patriots locker room again?
Two words! Bill Belichick! What's doing? I like my man old and grumpy!
Okay, all right, so you were hiding in the locker room looking for Bill Belichick.
Yeah! I said, Ernie Adams, push me around.
Okay. I don't know if he would want to do that.
Oh, he's cool.
Okay, Ernie. No one really knows what he does, so that's what he does.
He's a huge Kiss fan.
Okay. He's got a Kiss tattoo.
He's got a Tommy Thayer tattoo.
That's not really not being a Kiss fan. That's being someone who really isn't a fan of the good parts of Kiss.
He loves the new lineup.
Okay. Well,
one's going to understand what I'm saying.
Not at all. Well, speaking of Tom Brady, thank you, Paul. Pink Eye Paul Stanley hiding in the hamper. There's a story that Ty Anderson came out with this morning regarding Tom Brady. It says moments after hitting Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, Dolphins linebacker Raquan McMillan was given crystal clear instructions from the referees when it comes doing exactly that on the league's only 6-time Super Bowl champion. Do not. He said Tom didn't say anything, but the referee said, quote, stay off Tom. He said, I put my hands up in the air and said, I got you, to the ref.
This is just another reason to piss the rest of the country off.
He said,
this is the best.
According to Jackson, the hit McMillan delivered to Brady was completely clean and just a regular football play. That didn't stop McMillan from getting a warning from the referee. And given the league's increased protection of quarterbacks and given Brady's status among quarterbacks around the league,
so
he said, you can't even.
So this is not impressive at all now.
What's that?
That he's 42 and playing.
Well, I mean, listen, we've known this for a while.
You can't hit him.
Well, I mean, how many defensive players have we had on the show who have said that, I mean, it's like he's untouchable. You can't get anywhere near the guy.
Yeah.
And think about, I forget what game it was last week, where they gave someone unnecessary roughness, and it was just a good form tackle.
Well, they gave
this happened
Jamal
a couple
Adams
times last
one.
Year.
They gave Jamal Adams one that he just wrote on Twitter. He said it was BS.
He got fined. He got fined $12,000.
This weekend's going to be a little different because Jamal Adams, if we've learned anything over the last 2 years, just doesn't care about anything. Just, I'm going to fly around out there. I'm going to hit guys. And if you, he touched Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
He touched him after he delivered a pass and his momentum carried him into him and he knocked Mayfield down and he got fined $21,000 or how much was it? It was more than 21. It was like 41. Whatever it was, he was fined by the NFL. He's absolutely right. It was basically a two-hand touch hit. Mayfield fell down and Adams got fined. And I completely agree with him. So this weekend's going to be a little different.
I have to.
If Greg Williams sends Adams on a safety blitz and he knocks Brady down, if he gets fined, he doesn't care. He's going to take a shot at him.
I know he mentioned this the other day, but with him still being hurt, it bears repeating. Why is it that a lot of these guys who've been in the league for a while, it's kind of understood you just don't touch them, except for Cam Newton? He must be, and I was thinking about it, he must be an a-hole to the refs. Because they give him no benefit of the doubt.
Well, it's also his style. It's also his style. Newton, regardless of his size, wanted to be a running quarterback. And I think if I was Ron Rivera, I would make damn sure he stayed in the pocket and learned how to throw the ball away. But I think all of us in this room can agree, over the last decade, we've seen him run more than he needed to and take a lot more punishment outside the pocket than he needed to. A lot of this is on Newton,
not the hits to the head.
No. The hits to the head are one thing.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he's gotten cracked more than any other player
He's also run more than any other quarterback and not learned to get down.
You're both right. Because Newton has taken some shots that they would have called on anyone else.
Yep.
And I think it is his size. I think that they just look at him differently. But, I mean, I'm not – the whole idea is like, oh, Father Time doesn't affect Tom Brady.
He's still getting cracked. I mean, first of all, he usually has a good offensive line as of late. But you're going to watch. I mean, this is being held together with like thread right now, and Dante Scarnecchia is going to have to do miracles with this current lineup.
Look, he's done it before. The Patriots lost, I think, four left tackles in 2000. What was it? 15? The year they lost to Denver 20-18 in the AFC Championship game. Manning's last Super Bowl.
First of all, Brady gets rid of the ball in 1 second, so it's almost impossible.
That's also part of it, and that's by design.
And the thing is, too, is he just kills the blitz. He begs for it, and you're right, Fred. As soon as he sees that, you're toast. There's nobody better in the league than him.
But, I mean, the fact that you can't hit him.
The fact that the refs are telling guys that you can't hit them.
Go watch a game from the late 70s, early 80s. And I mentioned the Super Bowl all the time.
Doesn't mean that was the good old days, but you're right. I mean, those guys got mangled.
It's good old days at all, but there's a reason those guys didn't play in their 40s.
The thing that's really amazing to me is that Terry Bradshaw, after taking all of that punishment, the thing that ran him out of the league wasn't the headshots. It was an elbow problem.
Yeah.
Who did we have on the air? It was Will Brinson, who was talking about, Roethlisberger's injuries, basically what happened to Bradshaw. And because there was no Tommy John at the time or whatever surgery Roethlisberger's going through, Bradshaw had to hang it up because of the elbow, not because of all the punishment he took.
But there was no he got rid of the ball, you can't hit him. I mean, they would headhunt him.
Yep.
I mean, they headhunted.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, how many times a game do you think Brady gets hit? Six?
Less.
As of late, yeah.
Less.
So big deal.
Part of that's the offense, but part of it is he's protected. Yes.
So he gets hit, 90 times a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're that age, and it's not plus, like you're just getting tapped. I mean, these are big ass defensive linemen.
Let's say half of them are when he gets into the Brady fetal position.
When was the last time Brady took a shot and you went, "Oh man"?
Is when he
the ran. End of last year?
Yeah.
Tennessee? Was it the Tennessee game where he took that really bad hit? It hurt him, too.
There was where he ran and someone got the jump on
him. But I guess the point is it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to get rid of the ball.
He knows how to get rid of the ball. He's able to, and he's increased his dexterity in the pocket. He's able to, that old Dan Marino shuffle step where he gives himself an extra half a second to deliver the football. He's mastered
plus
that.
Plus, you're not allowed to hit him.
Yes, that's part of it, too. Of course it is.
All right. I see one bankroll boy, but we just have one. But they will be on. Dave Richards going to be on at 7:20. And the response to these Antonio Brown farts.
I would just stop.
I know, but I'm just saying the response to the Antonio Brown farts has been just, my phone was ringing off the hook yesterday. People love farts. They do indeed.
Save that. People love farts.
They do. All right. No commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.